Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 16th. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing well. You keep catching me on days where there's terrible weather outside. So like I was just saying to you, sorry if anybody hears a lot of loud rain on the air conditioner. It's pretty crazy out there.
Just adds to the ambiance of the morning update. Yes, we are here live to talk about the Big Brother Candidate 6 live feeds and everything that happened on them yesterday. Let's get into it. We've got some stuff, a little bit of stuff to talk about. Yesterday, I told you there was potentially some interesting stuff coming up today. It got diffused pretty quickly. I'll spoil that. Not a lot of it went down, unfortunately. There was some buildup, but pretty quickly went by the way of boring feeds.
Yeah, there's, you know, the past few weeks, there's been some debate, like at least a little bit of whether or not the veto is going to get used. But the fact that Derek has it, there's just no chance that it gets used. So anything that changes this week is probably going to have to happen after the ceremony today.
Yeah, and not looking great for any changes. No. Maybe Matt is more optimistic. Even yesterday when things were potentially looking up, I was saying I didn't think it was going to happen. And I'm very much sure that it's not going to happen now.
Well, are we sure we're live? Because somebody just wrote in the chat and said not live yet.
Well, we got some people saying good morning. I think I think we're good.
I thought I'd make sure. But yeah, I don't know. I'm always optimistic, especially when it's a player that I like, as to wanting to see the bright side of the situation for them. And yeah, I mean, we'll talk about it, but I do still feel like Johnny's in here with a chance. But yeah, I mean, just if you're basing it off of what we saw yesterday, it wasn't looking very good.
Yes. So we start the day off. Paris is talking to Will, or Will is talking to Paris about his conversation the previous night with Derek. I briefly talked about this on yesterday's update. I said I didn't think it was going to work, but it did kind of work a little bit. Derek feels kind of okay with, or sorry, Will feels kind of okay with Derek. He tells Paris that Dayla wants a Final Four with them and that they could potentially move forward with this plan. The problem is that they'd have to vote Johnny out in order to make it work. Paris is concerned about this plan just because, well, you know, Dayla is proposing this to us, but what Johnny has said is that Dayla has an alliance with Ali and Liv as well, and they have a Final Four with them. So if they're just playing both of us, then that's no good. Like, we need to figure this out before we make any concrete decisions. So that's where they are. They're already kind of, maybe we're not sure about this. They're already kind of primed to be, again, in this situation where Johnny has to walk this tightrope. It's going to be even more difficult for Ali and Liv to pitch to keep Johnny without making it seem like they're not working with Dayla, which makes it seem like Paris and Will's best move is to actually go ahead and take the Dayla offer. So that's where they stand right now.
And the thing is that we know for Paris, she specifically said yesterday and confirmed what we pretty much felt was already the case. She does not want to keep Johnny. She does not have any, I think, true intentions of keeping Johnny. She's been entertaining the conversations about it. She's been, you know, entertaining Johnny himself about, yeah, I'm still like totally open to it if we can get the votes. Sure. But at the end of the day, it does seem like she is interested in getting Johnny out of the house. So it seems like she's just kind of, you know, like when Will's talking to her about it, she's kind of nudging him into the direction that she's trying to push it into. But she doesn't want to be forceful and say like, no, we can't keep Johnny, like we can't do it, because she knows that Will and Johnny still are close. So she can't give him that information. I don't know if you disagree, but.
Well, I had a different read from Paris. I know a lot of people are like, oh, Paris is never going to go with this. I saw it as Paris was being semi-genuine when she said, I'm not opposed to the idea. She didn't pretend anything, I think. I think that she was basically saying, yeah, I'm potentially on board. I'm not opposed to it. But like things would have to line up perfectly. And that's what she told Johnny as well. And I think that was true. I think that she was considering it. And I think in this conversation with Will, it was still in her mind. And the reason why she would consider it is if Dela actually does, if they actually do have a secret Final Four with Allie and Liv, then that's something that concerns her a lot, and she's going to have to consider other options. But the more it becomes clear that they probably don't, the more that she's like, yeah, never mind then. I'm not really she doesn't say to the cameras until after she has a conversation with Liv here that she's not keeping Johnny. She doesn't say to the cameras that she's not keeping Johnny until after she has the conversation with Liv, which makes it very clear to her, I think, that that Liv and Allie are not working with Dela, because Liv has a conversation with Paris where she basically says, look, I think we should have Johnny stay. He's more valuable to us. If we're going to take a shot at Dela, he's going to like really go at them for us. And obviously that's not the kind of thing that somebody would say if they're secretly working with that person. They wouldn't want to make the move for that reason, right? Like the way that Johnny was trying to set this up was, they don't want me in this game to take a shot at Dela. They want Ryan out of this game because they're scared of Ryan. And that's what could potentially have convinced Paris that she was getting one over on Allie and Liv. But when Liv goes to Paris and says, no, I want Johnny here because he's useful to me to take a shot at Dela because I don't want to do what Dela wants, that tells Paris, okay, so you're not really working with Dela that much, are you? And this isn't about Ryan. This is about Johnny. And Ryan benefits me. Johnny maybe a little bit benefits me, but it sounds like he benefits you a whole lot more. And that's when, after that conversation, she says definitively, I'm not keeping Johnny. This is no good.
Yeah, I feel like Liv and Allie both have used the approach, because they both want to keep Johnny at this point, or they're considering it the most out of anybody in the house. And they're trying to pitch to Paris and to Will that, you know, this is a good idea, and they're trying to make it their idea. But I think that the way that they're going about it is just like Paris isn't stupid. She sees that it's not Liv and Allie trying to like work with Paris and Will going forward. Like if they come together on this vote to keep Johnny, it's because both pairs think like on their own that Johnny's better for their games. But like, I don't think like Paris doesn't think that there's actually potential to move forward with Liv and Allie, because she knows that they're both coming after her. Allie knows that Paris is eventually going to come after her if she has the opportunity. So it's just like, very awkward to watch them like be, you know, like fake pitching to each other like why this is good for their collective games rather than like their individual games.
Yeah, and like I said, like the reason why it's so difficult for Johnny to make this happen is that he needs to convince Paris. Like from Paris's perspective, she is looking at it like, I feel like Dela is more loyal to us than they are to Allie and Liv. I think that Ryan is more loyal to me than he is to anybody. So the thing that Johnny has to do is convince Paris that he is more loyal to Paris than he is to Allie and Liv, which is hard to do when Allie and Liv are pushing so hard to keep him for their own motivations. And it has nothing to do with Ryan. It has everything to do with Johnny. And it's hard for Johnny to convince Paris that Dela is more loyal to Allie and Liv than they are to Paris, when again, Allie and Liv are pushing so hard to go against what Dela wants so that people can take a shot at Dela. Unfortunately, Johnny just like, he couldn't get to Allie and Liv in time and get the message straight. The way that they're pushing, I think, just really made it clear that it's not in Paris's best interest to keep Johnny in this house, at least from her perspective. Because I don't want to go quite as far as to say that it's definitely not in her best interest to keep Johnny, given everything that Derek and Kayla will eventually say about her during the day today.
Both sides of it makes sense for Paris in a way. It's just, she's having a hard time not seeing how the only person that Ryan seems to be like truly loyal to in the game is her. She's done so much work with Ryan to keep him in her pocket. And, you know, if he went to jury last week, then she probably had his vote if she had made it that far. So it's just like, it's hard for her to get rid of somebody who is literally in her pocket while there's a strong player who has connections with everybody in the house on the block next to him.
Yes. So Paris ends up talking with Derek. They talk about this potential Final Four and working together and going far in the game. Paris already starting to drop hints that, hey, Ali and Liv are not very trustworthy. I don't know what you feel about them, but I don't know if you should trust them. They're kind of shady boots here.
Yeah, just bring it back to our shady boots. I don't know. I feel like Paris is I don't know. Keep going. I was trying to read something at the same time, so I was a little distracted. But
Paris is essentially trying to rat out Ali and Liv just a little bit. But I think how Derek takes this ultimately is Paris is trying to play me, and we're gonna see that even more clearly later at the end of the day. So we'll table the discussion until then, I guess. Derek and Kayla end up talking to each other. Derek is really loving what Will is giving back to him. He felt like the broing down worked really well last night, and he feels good about Will. Kayla is like, that's great, honey, but I don't know if we want to take Will to the end of the game. But Derek is like, no, but he's so cool and he wants to play with me. He's very much on the Will train here.
Well, I've noticed over the past 24 hours that there's been a lot more separation between Ali and Olivia, and like between the two of them and Dayla, than there has been in like the past few weeks. Like, they've been spending so much time together the past few weeks, and since like the veto, at least, like, they've barely even talked. So I feel like they've both acknowledged, like, vocally to each other, to Paris or whoever, that they don't know if the four of them are going to be able to stick together after this week, or if they even want to. So Derek's kind of seeing that, okay, maybe Will isn't like this big threat. And, he, you know, like we've been talking about, he's been putting in so much work to try to wrangle in Will. And I don't know. I don't think that Derek sees Will as nearly the end game threat that he actually might be. Kayla does. Kayla sees that, you know, he's a lovable guy. He's, you know, he's a father, and, you know, everybody's been crying every time he hears from Parker. So he is a threat if we get to the end. But I don't know, Derek, where's Derek going to turn to if he doesn't turn to Will? He doesn't have a whole lot of friends in there.
Yes. Kayla obviously would still prefer, I mean, they talked about it just last night or the night before, that, you know, take one of each of the groups, preferably somebody like Paris and Ali, people who can't win competitions, take them to the Final Four, instead of taking, what Paris is proposing, which is essentially me, Will, and Maddie, two people she has control over, and then you're outnumbered. But Derek, he's a little more loose about it. Derek is more, kind of deciding, you know, I think that Paris is easier to beat, but I also hate her and don't respect her. And I'm going to call her very bad names on the feeds. I would prefer to see Ali or Liv or even Ryan. I'd prefer to see Ryan win over people like Paris and Maddie. So if I'm going to lose to people, I'd rather lose to people like Will and Ryan and them. So that's one reason why I might take them further than Paris and Maddie, which I don't know what got into Derek here.
I love when people, you know, try to like plan out the rest of their games. I mean, this happens all the time. And then they're just like, all right, so we're going to be in the Final Four. And which one of these do we want to pick to come with us? As if like the rest of the game is just going to be smooth sailing for them. And they're just going to keep, I don't know, winning competitions, and they just get to handpick whoever they want to bring to the Final Four. I love when they just like plan things like that. I know they're talking about their ideal scenarios, but yeah, Dayla's in a tricky position starting next week, because obviously they would have been in a tricky position this week if Derek hadn't won HOH. So if Kayla doesn't win the next HOH, I don't know if I see any scenario where they don't end up on the block, no matter who wins. I feel like even Ali and Olivia would take the shot next week.
Yeah, I'm also like very, very starting to think that that Ryan might win this game.
Yeah, I've had that thought, and I wish I hadn't, but it's crossed my mind.
Like, I mean, I warned people that if we voted to save somebody, that their chances of winning would go up exponentially. But, you know, it's one thing to predict it. It's another thing to actively see it happening. Ryan is somebody that Paris will probably want to take down close to the end of the game. And he's very capable of winning a couple of competitions down at the end. And even if he doesn't, I think a lot of people might see him as a GOAT, but I think he definitely beats a lot of people, especially now that they think he's Canada's favorite. So just be prepared, people. Just be prepared.
We've seen the juries in recent seasons, and they aren't all loving towards the stronger players, even if the stronger player isn't, you know. We've had that debate about jury management and all that stuff, but I don't know. There's been a lot of anger towards like Paris and Maddie for the games that they've been playing. And I feel like personally, I think that their games have been effective so far in getting them to this point. But if it's making everybody so angry that they're just skating by and not winning any competitions while Ryan is being completely inoffensive, sitting, you know, by himself every day, that's going to end up giving Ryan more votes in the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know what they can do about it besides winning more competitions, but, you know, we haven't seen anything from those two yet.
And I mean, again, like, I think the main factor here is people have a lot more respect for him ever since he, quote unquote, saved himself by being Canada's favorite. So, you know, that in itself makes him a much more dangerous endgame player. But, and this is why twists are so effective at benefiting people. They still see him as the Ryan that was almost out of the house, as the Ryan that is useless, as the Ryan that has no connections, no ties. They see him as the same old Ryan when it comes to whether or not they're going to target him. But when it comes to whether or not they'd vote for him, things are changed. Things have changed. And honestly, they're even less likely to target him now.
And this is a house that, like, there's a lot of talk about comp wins and how much they respect each other's comp wins, or maybe not so much respect, but they just like acknowledge the comp wins that everybody has so much. And it's like, all right, well, Ryan's won two comps. And like, when you think about it, it was the one with the drinks, and then he won the double eviction veto, which was like, you know, really quick pinball. So it's like, I don't know why we're valuing that he won those two crapshoot comps over the amount of work that, you know, Paris has put into the game. Cause they've acknowledged, they're like, Paris is in such a good spot. She's playing really well. But, you know, 5 minutes later, Derek and Kayla are both like, yeah, but we don't want to see her win because we don't respect her game. So it's just like, come on, like, give me something here.
Yeah. We could be headed toward a dark timeline here. Could you imagine, back in week two, when Ryan was HOH and he was saying some not quite the most PC things and being very condescending and saying that he is a master of this game who's watched 800 hours, and we were talking about what a strong female cast we have, then Ryan turns out to be the winner. And not only does he turn out to be the winner, but he's edited into the underdog winner that everybody, that all the like TV watchers love. Oh boy.
I think we've talked about this a little bit more than I'm comfortable for. It's making me unhappy. But I do think that there's a chance that that if there is this triple eviction we've been hearing so much about, that I do think that's a spot he might go out in, just because if he does make it through this week, there's still so many people besides Paris, you know, Paris being the exception, that don't want to see him in the game much longer, because there is also the idea around him that he's survived the block. This would be the fourth time, or I don't know if last time was four, if this will be four, but he keeps surviving the block, and he's Canada's favorite, and he's won two competitions. So I do think that there are people who would take the shot at him, and a triple eviction would be an easy spot to say, all right, him and somebody else go, and Ali, you stay, you don't win things.
Yes. All right. So Ali has a conversation with Johnny. She tells him, hey, look, Liv can be difficult to work with sometimes. Johnny's like, hey, I'm willing to be your number one if I stay in this game. Ali is extra motivated to keep Johnny, I think, at this point. She really feels good about Johnny working with her. But I don't think she has the ability to make this happen.
Yeah, it's that one conversation that she had with Olivia. I don't know if it was two nights. Yeah, I think it was after the veto, where they were talking and they were like, all right, well, you're with us still, right? Like you haven't been like talking to us a whole lot, but like, you're still working with us. You still want, you know, like, it doesn't make sense for us to take you out if you're a number on our side. And she's been going forward with that a lot. You know, that's why she's been putting in all this work with Paris and with Will to try to save him, because she really sees that, you know, Ryan and her had that blow up. What was it, like 2 weeks ago, with the whole I don't trust that B fight. So it's like, I don't think Ali has any kind of delusions that Ryan has her back in any way. And at this point in the game, it's like, all right, yeah, I can beat Ryan probably in a comp or two. But if he does happen to win that one comp, it's me that's going up rather than Johnny, who is 100% going after Dela.
Yes. So at this point, Johnny is trying to set things up in the correct way. He's telling Will that, hey, look, I think I finally got Allie and Liv willing to talk to you guys about potentially keeping me. He doesn't like really realize that at this point, Liv has already tried to speak with Paris and already kind of blown the chances. Will is like, well, if they're willing to talk to us, doesn't that mean they're not working with Dela? And Johnny's like, no. Johnny, he's kind of like, oh man, like is this already blown? Am I already done here? Allie goes, she talks to Paris and Will. She makes the pitch for Johnny, but again, just the way that she does it is far too aggressive, far too, we need to take a shot at Dela. We can't do what Dela wants. We need Johnny in this game. He's an asset for us. It's just like, it's not what needed to be said. I mentioned that it was a very complicated and delicate situation to try and get these two opposing groups of people to come together to vote for one common goal. And the message was not portrayed in the correct way. This is just falling apart. Paris is not having it. Will is not really having it. They don't completely say no by the end of the conversation, but it's very clear that Paris and Will right now are not on board.
Olivia's thing, for like the past, you know, I don't know, the last day has been she doesn't want to give Dela what they want. And I don't know where this came from. I guess it's just because of the fact that this reign is coming to an end, their second HOH. And she feels like they have, you know, like we've been saying, like going forward, it doesn't seem like the four of them are going to be able to work together. So I don't know. I don't know why she's pushing so hard on this. I don't want to give Dela what they want path, but it's not really what Paris needs to hear, because Paris does have Dela's best interests in mind to an extent more than she has Allie and Olivia's. So I don't know. Yeah. The arguments that both Allie and Olivia have been using haven't been working. And like you said, it's like, that's why Johnny just keeps cringing every time they come back to him and they're like, oh, this is maybe working. And he's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, really, Allie and Liv, I mean, Allie more so than Liv, but Liv just by being very passive, they've really put themselves in a tough spot here. They had control of the entire house at one point, like 2 weeks ago. And Allie just like was like, no, we have to take shots at our own side. Just helped cannibalize their own alliance just because they preferred the showmance over Johnny and Erica. But what she really did was just she caused her own alliance to eat itself before they had to. And now she's finding that like, oh crap, the people I now chose are choosing other people. And there were other enemies in this house that I should have taken a shot at first. And so they're trying desperately to hold on. They need Johnny in this house. They are in really rough shape if Ryan stays. I don't think they're going to be able to pull this off. I think that Johnny will be going home on Thursday, and Allie and Liv not in the greatest spot here moving forward.
Allie got rid of, you know, both of them did, but you were talking about it the past few days that Allie recognized that it probably wasn't the time to get rid of Erica. Erica was like the Will whisperer. Like besides Johnny, every time that Erica and Will talked, you felt like they had a connection there. Will listened to everything Erica said, and there was a level of trust there. And it wasn't just with Will. Erica was such a good social player. She, like, all of her conversations, she made people feel comfortable most of the time. So I feel like if she was still in the house, we wouldn't be having this conversation about whether or not Johnny should be going, because Erica would probably be the target still. I think, I don't really know. But I do think that Erica put in a lot of work that got Allie and Olivia into the great position that they had been sitting in. And now with Erica gone, Allie is finding that she's having a hard time, you know, taking the reins and doing this all by herself.
Yeah. It's pretty, Allie, she messed herself up here. And I'm not really sure there's a lot of room to recover, because all of her connections in the house, she's had a hand in taking out. I mean, the reason Johnny is being targeted here is also because of Allie.
Oof. It's like last season, we, you know, Cindy took out Netta at the double eviction, and it was like, yeah, all right, great. You took out a strong player, but that strong player had your back, and now the rest of the house is numbers against you. So what was the point of that? Like obviously the Cindy and Netta thing was like the most ridiculous, crazy move that, you know, I think the Erica one made a little bit more sense than Cindy and Netta, but it's still like similar in a few ways.
Yeah, man. Thinking back to when Kayla was first HOH, she was considering nominations. She wanted to target Will over Johnny. Allie is the one that pushed her into targeting Johnny first, and then Paris got her off of Johnny and onto Ryan. If Allie had pushed Will instead, and Allie had said Will is the mastermind behind everything, Allie had managed to get Will out, or even, I guess, if the twist hadn't happened, that also has played a part. But she would be in so much better of a spot here, especially if Will had gone, because then Johnny and Erica wouldn't have had anywhere else to turn when they felt like Allie and Liv were turning on them. So they would have had to stick with Allie and Liv to a greater extent. They had the reins and they dropped them. They just they were like, never mind. So that's where they are right now.
Will is a big blind spot for a lot of people. A lot of them just don't see him as a threat to, you know, getting down to the jury votes. And if he gets there, he's going to surprise a few of them.
Yes. All right. So then at the end of the night, Paris talks with Dayla. This is going back to when she was trying to warn them before. She says, look, Allie and Liv are coming for you guys. We need to take a shot at them soon, because they're going to come for you soon. I really feel that. And then after she leaves, Dayla's like, nah, she's trying to play us. They don't believe her. They feel like Paris is sketchy, and that she is not being straight with them.
They don't believe her, but I feel like they still kind of know this already in the back of their minds. They, like I said, they haven't talked much in the past 24 hours. They have to acknowledge that, like, there's some kind of separation coming in here. And some people, you know, people like to talk to each other and say like, oh, well, we don't need to talk to each other because we know that we're good. But it's still like, when you don't check in, even like once a day, like I you know, feeds were down for a little while, but I just feel like I didn't see Olivia talking to Dayla at all yesterday. Allie might have had one conversation with them, but it's like, you can't just you know, hope that everything is good. Like, that's when the separation starts to show up. That's where people start having their doubts. And even though Dayla thinks that Paris is sketchy and she's playing all different sides or whatever, I don't know why they would be shutting down this information, because she's not wrong. Like, Paris was giving them correct information.
Yeah, Doom in the chat says, Paris, after finally telling the truth, is now seen as a liar. Yeah, she's much told so many lies. Every time she lies to Dayla, they eat it up. But when she finally tells the truth, which is something they don't want to hear, they're like, nah, we don't like this. Stick to telling them what they want to hear, Paris. So that's an interesting dynamic. Obviously, I still think it's definitely in Paris's best interest to send Johnny home here. Even if Dayla doesn't trust her, it's the better move for her. She has Ryan. Ryan is on her side. Johnny is just not. And even if Johnny was, Ryan is a more valuable ally than Johnny. Johnny is too dangerous. He can always flip. He's too good at competitions. Your only concern, the only reason you'd need Johnny in this house, is if you're really genuinely concerned that Dayla is going to just win competitions all the way down to the end, and you need Johnny there to prevent that from happening. Mm-hmm. But you can't really play for that. Maybe if that happens and it continues to happen for a couple seasons, at that point you start to adjust your strategy. But I feel like at this point you can't. It's just not in Paris's best interest to have Johnny around. What she needs to do is make sure she gets Dayla to trust her again, because that puts her in the spot that she needs to be moving forward.
Yeah. And, you know, we haven't really talked much about Maddie yet, but it is in Johnny's best interest to have some conversations with Maddie, because we know how close Maddie and Paris are, and how much Maddie values Paris's opinion on what she should do with, you know, how she should vote and all this stuff, and how she should be talking to people. And Maddie already doesn't want to save Johnny. So if Paris is like reinforcing that you should not be saving Johnny, Maddie probably will not. And Will, I don't know, if we're counting votes right now, for anybody that's like confused of all of this, Allie and Olivia want to save Johnny. Paris does not want to save Johnny. And as of now, Will and Maddie both also do not want to save Johnny. So he doesn't have the votes. Kayla will not save Johnny. So like, Kayla is also on that side. So assuming that you have Paris and Kayla not keeping him, Ali and Olivia that do want to keep him, Johnny needs to get Will and Maddie over to his side. Otherwise, he has no chance here. Will is an easier one to persuade, but it's Maddie that he's not putting in the effort with right now. And he still has 3 days. So I'm hopeful. And I think that he still will get in her ear as much as he possibly can. But the way things are looking right now, it seems like Maddie is the one he needs to pull in the most.
Yeah. And the problem that I see is just that even if it is possible to get Will or Maddie to come on board, or both of them, to get them to both come on board without Paris being on board, with Paris actively fighting against it, I just feel is probably not going to happen. To have Maddie and Will essentially go, no, Paris, we disagree. We want Johnny in this game. I just don't. Paris tends to make the decisions for them, and it's hard to see them going against what Paris wants. It's possible, and I think it's Johnny's only out at this point, unless he can convince Paris. But I just don't see it happening.
It's just that Johnny's such a smart guy. And like, if he keeps having conversations with Will and Will tells him, listen, like, I would consider it, but Paris really doesn't seem like she's into it, I feel like Johnny's eventually got to pick up on the fact that, okay, Paris must be with Dayla if she doesn't want me here to go after Dayla. Like, there's got to be something there. And if eventually, like, he can bring this all around and come to realize that Paris is with them and can go to Maddie and can go to Will and say, we can't let Dayla stay in the game much longer, but she's going to because Paris is working with them. You need to keep me in here. Otherwise, Paris will ditch you in a heartbeat to stick with the people that keep winning competitions. I don't know if Maddie will see that because like you said, and like, you know, like we know, like Will and Maddie have been so loyal. I don't even know if that's a way to put it, but they've been with Paris all game, and it would be hard to see them straying away from what Paris wants. But if there's anybody that can make it happen, I do think it's Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like give him a weaker cast. Maybe he can pull this off. But it's hard. It's hard to see it happening here. So you ask me, I think Johnny is going home Thursday night. We are getting some people in the chat. There could be a crypt coming into play. Maybe that's the way to get Johnny back in the game. There's some kind of buyback. I mean,
I don't think we have time to bring anybody else back in. I think we need to get some of these people out of here. We're on sixth week maybe. And there's not that much time left, and there's still nine people in there.
I do think it's possible if there's a triple eviction, which would mean a buyback and a triple eviction. I will say myself, I obviously, I think Johnny adds a lot to the game in terms of entertainment. I think it will be even more slowed down if Johnny leaves. But I am not going to be rooting for a buyback and a triple eviction. No, sir.
I can get on board with that. I don't think we need it. I think there's still plenty of capable players in the house, even if Johnny leaves. So you know, the twist is going to do what the twist did, or does, or continues to do. It's Big Brother Canada.
All right. So I think that's all we've got for you today. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. We will update you on everything going on the feeds again. Hopefully things pick up, but man, things, the twist happened and things just like slowed down to a halt almost. It's pretty sad.
There's still room to maneuver this week. I mean, I agree with you that I think that Johnny's probably going out, but I don't think that we're in for the most boring week that we possibly could have right now. I think that there's still room to see things twist a little bit, and maybe not use the twist word, but to turn around for Johnny.
Well, just in comparison to the everything that happened up before the twist, I feel like we were having hour long updates. There was so much to talk about, and right now we are in the in Big Brother 19 mode, where it's like, well, here's what could happen if somebody did this. Like, here are the different ways things could go out. Man, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm happy I wasn't on an update after the Erica thing, because I probably would have been screaming just as much as Brent was or wanted to, because I'm still very, very sour about it.
Yes. Well, hopefully, look, if anyone can save us, it's Johnny. If he can somehow pull off staying in this house, I think that would be exciting. And I think there'd be a lot of different facets of gameplay going on in the future, but it looks like that's probably not going to happen. Johnny's going to leave, and things are really starting to slow down, and the game is going to start being played out in a more straightforward way. So
if people don't start winning comps, then this is just what we're going to end up with. If half of the house is not winning anything, then there's nothing we can do to change the power and get it into somebody else's hands. So it's not even like we're just going to have Dela just keep winning until the end of the season. Maybe Ryan wins another HOH.
Yeah, it's just I feel
like people just don't have confidence in themselves to win. So it's like when you don't win any comps, you just don't think you can do it. And even if you're like, oh, this is going to be my time, this is going to be my comp, like until you know what winning a comp feels like, I feel like you just don't have that confidence to go into a competition and say like I actually can win this one.
Yeah. And it's just like the combination of the twists. Again, this is not something that that people recognize in the moment, but it becomes very, very obvious when you look at things as a whole. Every time a twist happens, gameplay slows down. People get less aggressive. People are less willing to flip because things can change. They have to play safer. If anything can happen, you have to play as safe as possible. So the combination of that, and then of course the twist giving a massive advantage, making it a more one-sided game. I think that's what's happening to the feeds here. Look, it doesn't mean that things are doomed to be boring for the rest of the season, but we are definitely more in that area than we were before, and we are continuing to be heading down that path now.
The path to a Ryan win.
Certainly possible. All right, that's what we've got for you today. We're doomsayers, but there's always hope. There's always hope in Big Brother. Not usually in Big Brother Canada, but usually in Big Brother at least.
And so, if we're depressing you too much, Rob's got his recap tonight, and you can always count on Rob to jump in with a little poking fun at the Big Brother Canada. That's my favorite part of the week.
Yes, should be a good one. Should be a good one. Make sure you tune in tonight after the episode. I believe we've got Aika and Dimitri on. Right. So make sure you check that out. Of course, my interview with June coming out tonight, late tonight. Make sure you check out my talk with June. Very, 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 very fun. Very, very interesting conversation with June, winner of Big Brother 4, legend of the game. So check that out. And then tomorrow night, LFC Roundtable, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about everything. So check that all out. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Matt is at Matt Ligori. Subscribe to this podcast and all of that good stuff. I'm going to try and not be sick anymore.
Yeah, good luck. I don't know if it'll work.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. I will see you next time.